Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, let's be real about something. As we get older, get kids, pets, multiple jobs, it becomes harder and harder to find the right time to connect to your partner. But when you do get that sliver of a moment, you need to be ready. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, best of all, no more awkwardness. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. You are listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. For more on your Pelicans, go to iTunes, search The Bird Calls, and subscribe today. Welcome to another episode of the Bird Calls podcast. I am your host, contributor to thebirdrights.com and Bleacher Report, Preston Ellis. And today we are talking with our new friend, apologies, Micah Adams. How's it going, sir?
What's going on, Preston? Thanks for having me, man.
Of course. Let's talk shop for just a moment. You guys can follow him at Micah Adams13. Micah, as you just told me off the air, he was formerly a writer and producer at ESPN. And now here comes the fancy title. He sits as global marketing director for, it's pronounced DAZN, it's spelled D-A-Z-N, a London-based sports streaming service already in multiple countries around the world. Micah, I think I found that you're reaching an agreement with NBA.com soon. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually, we did last year. We launched six international websites that we run for the NBA. So if you are in eight different markets around the world, one of which is Canada is the closest one, we operate that out of our office here in Charlotte.
Very cool. Just giving some folks some background on you. You can probably hear my golden retriever whimpering in the background. She's like, this is boring. So let's get to the good stuff. Micah, I brought you on to express my distaste for your school mostly. I told you off the air, I'm a graduate of Elon University. So I've got a little brother syndrome about me. We were bludgeoned to death at our tiny gym probably about every other year when I was going to school there. But now, Micah, the Pelicans have a Blue Devil general manager and a full lineup of impressive former Dukies in J.J. Redick, Frank Jackson, Brandon Ingram, Zion, Jahlil Okafor. First off, share with us some stories about you as a Blue Devils fan watching these five guys.
Oh man, it was incredible. My my freshman year was J.J. Redick's senior year when he won National Player of the Year. And I remember I went to a game, I think it was against Virginia. He dropped 40 on 13 shots, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in person. So a big J.J. Redick guy. Jay Will is probably my favorite Dukie ever, but yeah, it's a pretty odd collection of all Dukies there in New Orleans, which might be why I'm so big on them. But I think, you know, personal biases aside, they got a lot of really fun pieces that just all happen to be Dukies.
Yeah, and Zion Williamson being the first and foremost, or at least most famous of the group so far, the number one overall pick. And I'm bringing him up right now because you recently posted on your Twitter handle an article you wrote about the potential for Zion being an all-star in his rookie season. Obviously, we're aiming for the stars right here. It's very uncommon for a rookie to achieve such status, especially in the loaded Western Conference. But there is a bit of plausibility to it. The first 12 spots are a bit sewn up, but after that, you've got three positions up for grabs. Tell us, Micah, what would it take both from Zion and from the Pelicans for Zion to earn an all-star spot in his rookie season?
Well, I think what you've seen from Zion in the preseason here has been kind of a blueprint for success. I think it's a little bit outrageous to think he's going to keep shooting 70% from the floor once the regular season starts. But I think that there is a world in which he's averaging between 20 and 25. He might shoot 60% from the floor, which will be among the league leaders. I mean, if what we're seeing right now in the preseason is any indication, and I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's not like he's doing this off of a string of unsustainable hot shooting. I mean, that guy just gets to wherever he wants, no matter who's there, no matter how many defenders are there. It just doesn't matter. He's not going to all of a sudden start missing layups, you know, once it's not the preseason anymore. So, you know, he just needs to continue what he's doing. The hardest part for the Pelicans is, are they going to be good enough? I think, you know, we saw it last year with Luka Doncic in Dallas. If, you know, if that Mavericks team was better, he's probably on the All-Star team, right? And, you know, you look at the Pelicans' schedule, I believe they have the hardest schedule in the NBA pre-All-Star break. So, you know, the challenge, I think, for Zion's All-Star bid won't be the numbers he puts up, because I wholeheartedly think that those are going to be there. It's going to be, will the team be good enough? And if they are good enough, is it going to be Zion or is it going to be Jrue Holiday?
All right, I'm going to ask you to put on your ESPN writer hat for us for a moment. Mike Prada of SB Nation has a great article up on how the Pelicans are utilizing Zion Williamson, and mostly they're doing it by giving him a head of steam, setting pins for him at the top of the key, putting him in motion, kind of like halfback tosses to Alvin Kamara pitches, and I think it's called the 21 cut four. You guys can find the article on SB Nation, but basically they're putting him in motion, they're setting screens for him to give him a little bit of breath, and then he's utilizing his elite size and speed to get around people, and he uses his finesse at the rim. Do you think this is something NBA defenses will be able to adjust to quickly? Do you think this is something that the Pelicans are kind of in front of, or do you think this could become problematic as teams begin to figure out the Pelicans' offensive formula?
No, I actually think it's sustainable. And look, like anytime you give NBA defenses time to adjust and time to scout and figure out what works and doesn't, you know, there's going to be roadblocks along the way. But, you know, the funny thing is about what they're doing with him is, like, I don't really know what the answer is. Like, you know, right now the smart money is always to lay off of him, go under every screen. But then, as Prada pointed out, you let that guy get ahead of steam going to the rim and it's over. You know, conversely, if you start going over everything and you don't give him any runway, then, you know, there's not a single big in the league that's going to be fast enough to stay with his first step. And then you're crowding him and you're asking for him to blow by everyone. And then it's all over. So I actually, you know, it's a very simple idea and it's a very simple concept, but I think he's just such an incredible athlete and physical specimen. I'm not sure what the answer is to stopping that. So, you know, I'm sure defenses will adjust. I'm sure we'll see a lot of really smart tactics out there, but, you know, just the way that he plays and the way that he's built, I'm not sure that there's a really easy way to stop that.
Gambling. It's not the most prevalent of topics at the family barbecue, but the truth is, it can be quite fun. Picking a couple of friends to play some friendly wagers before a game can immediately raise the stakes and make your Sundays even more exhilarating. And that's why I go to MyBookie. It's fast, it's easy, and they pay when you win. Let's face it, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. Football fans, you can even bet after kickoff. So if it looks like your bet is fading, just take the other side. If you like to bet a lot, try a parlay. You can multiply your winnings and brag to your friends as the money rolls in. But now is the best time to join, because MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's promo code CHAIR. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, Mike, I'm going to ask you to help me with my homework. I'm writing an article for Bleacher Report right now, the five most improved candidates for the 2019-2020 season. And one of the guys I've got in there is Brandon Ingram. Of course, he's going head-to-head with Jason Tatum, Jonathan Isaac, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, among others. Most of these award winners are somewhere around 23, 24 years of age between their third or fourth season. All of them experience a scoring spike of at least 4 to 5 points. Now, Brandon Ingram scored 18.3 points per game next year. How probable or likely do you think it is that Brandon Ingram could eclipse 23 points per game this year with the Pelicans?
I think that's a really tall order. I think that, you know, the Pelicans are certainly banking on his potential long-term to do just that. I think it might be a bit much to expect that this season. And some of that, comes back to Zion Williamson. I think that if, you know, Zion came in and he was scoring 15, 16, 17 a game, like most probably thought he would, then I think it's maybe a little bit more reasonable to expect Ingram to potentially even lead New Orleans in scoring. I'm just not sure that with Williamson and Drew Holiday, both likely to be hovering over 20, I'm not sure how likely it is that Ingram's also going to be in that 22 to 24 range.
All right, let's shift over to Trajan Langdon, another former Dukie and former agent as well. I'm sure he was instrumental probably in that trade with Rob Pelinka and the Los Angeles Lakers, although much credit and deservedly so goes to David Griffin. Very quietly, Langdon has been largely responsible for the drafting of Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes, Didi over in the Australian League, Nicolò Melli, he was instrumental in bringing him to America. JJ Redick was very forward with his relationship with Langdon and that being a large proponent of his coming to New Orleans, in addition to his just general level of respect for Drew Holiday. And they spoke on the phone before he inked the deal. But talk to us about your experience with Trajan Langdon and just how well the Pelicans did to bring him to New Orleans.
I love Langdon. The Alaskan Assassin is one of my all-time favorite Dukies. I'm still bitter about the loss to UConn in 1999, but you know, moving on to the job that he's done here, you know, you look at all the pieces that they have, and make no mistake, like it's all about how the guys fit around the new franchise player. And I think that every single piece that they've added, both from the trade with Anthony Davis and free agents since then, all of them fundamentally make sense. Lonzo Ball is, you know, one of the three or four best passers in the league already. And Zion Williamson is maybe walks into the league as the most opportunistic cutter that there is. So, you know, you put the ball in Lonzo's hands, he's going to ensure that everything Zion does off the ball, you know, you're cashing in on all of it. You know, the other pieces that they got in that trade, Ingram is an amazing off the dribble, you know, end of shot clock safety release valve. Derek Favors, for the centers that were out there and available, you could do a whole lot worse than Favors lining up alongside Zion. I believe that last year, Favors only allowed opponents to shoot 50% at the rim against him. And I believe that actually ranked first in the NBA, even better than Rudy Gobert. I'm not saying he's obviously not Rudy Gobert, but, you know, Zion's is relatively small for a big. If you're going to pair anyone alongside him, you want someone that can protect the rim and then also step out to 15 feet or so. You mentioned JJ Redick. I think that's probably the single most under the radar signing of the entire summer. And that's saying a lot given, you know, all the big names that have moved, but I think Redick is going to be incredibly instrumental for what this team does. And, you know, every single piece up and down the roster that they've added this summer all makes sense together. And it all makes sense around Zion Williamson. You know, they still need a little bit more shooting. And you look at the rotation, they probably need another big. But, you know, it's a really impressive start for Trajan Langdon with the Pelicans.
All right, I'm going to circle back to Derek Favors in a moment because I definitely want to touch on that. Let's go to JJ Redick. He's got 2 years. I think it's $26 million, 35 years of age, definitively a sixth man of the year candidate right now if he scores 18 points a game again for the Pelicans like he did for the Sixers last year. However, I want to talk to you about the filled out Pelicans roster right now. Alvin Gentry just said they have 14 great players, but unfortunately they can't play all of them. And the Pelicans have a lot of their future sewn up in fellow Dukie Frank Jackson, Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Of course, they have to figure out just how good Josh Hart can be. Tell me, Micah, do you think there's a circumstance later down the line in this season where JJ Redick initially might have to pass off the baton to some of these great young players and diminish his minutes a little bit?
I don't think it's going to be Redick. I think if you're looking, I think maybe Josh Hart is actually a good candidate, I think, to get squeezed. I think that Redick is so incredibly valuable, not only when he's scoring, but everything that he does for all the players around him. Case in point, last year in Philadelphia, you know, when Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Jimmy Butler shared the floor with Redick, those guys outscored teams by over 15 points per 100 possessions. You leave those three on the floor and you pull Redick off, they got outscored by 18 per 100. That's a swing of 33, which is pretty striking. And all of that goes to Reddick's spacing, his ability to draw defenders. I think that his dribble handoffs with Zion are going to be, borderline unstoppable. I really do think that. So I think that some guys will get squeezed. I'm just not sure that it's Reddick. I think that, especially on this roster, there's just not a lot of shooting. And he's far and away the best shooter on this team, and you need that alongside everyone else on this roster. So I actually think, if someone's going to get squeezed, N'Keal Alexander-Walker has been unbelievable, and I think it's going to be really hard for Alvin Gentry to keep him off the floor. I would look for Josh Hart or Etuan Moore to be the two candidates more likely to kind of get pushed alongside and out of the rotation.
All right, let's circle back to Derek Favors now. Obviously, a very small sample size, but I want to give a shout out to John Schumann of NBA.com for doing this work. He went hand by hand, play by play throughout the four preseason games and put this together himself. With Derek Favors and Zion on the floor together, the Pelicans were negative 21 in 54 minutes. However, in pairings with Nicola Melli or Brandon Ingram and Kenrich Williams, he was plus 32 in 37 minutes and plus 22 in 9 minutes. Obviously, small sample sizes. Derek Favors is still getting comfortable. It doesn't look like he's 100% healthy. But do you put stock into any of these numbers, Micah?
It's actually really funny that you read that word for word, because if you didn't, I actually was. I had that in my notes here, something I was going to bring up. I do put stock into it. Now, it's obviously dangerous to put that much stock into, lineup splits and preseason games. There's only so much that you can take away. But I do think that it gets at a larger issue that actually I don't think has as much to do with Favors as much as it does with Zion Williamson. I think that, ESPN's Mike Schmitz going into the draft was telling everyone that he thinks that Zion's best position is going to be center, because he's too fast for centers and he's too strong for fours. I don't really know how you stop him. And I think some of that is what's being alluded to here by these numbers from Schumann. I think that says the combination with Favors, I wouldn't worry about too much, but I think that split overall with Zion at the five compared to Zion at the four, I would not be surprised to see that play out just like that once the season gets underway.
All right. Greatly appreciate your time. You can follow him at Micah Adams 13. I'm going to get you out on this. Micah, how good is Drew Holiday going to be this season?
I think he's going to be incredible. I think he's going to be an All-NBA candidate. Apologies to your boy David Griffin. I don't think Drew Holiday's winning the MVP, but I he's the only guard to make all defense each of the last 2 years. I think he was one of four guys to average 21, 7, and 5 last year. He's an unbelievable player. And with the Pelicans on national TV 30 times, nobody's going to be sleeping on Drew Holiday anymore. I think he's going to be an All-NBA guy right there alongside the Currys and Hardens and Dame Lillards of the world.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, if you guys like what you're hearing, retweet this podcast, share it with your friends, and be sure to give Micah Adams a follow at Micah Adams 13. We'll be back with another special guest tomorrow. Micah, thanks for your time, man.
Preston, appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Let's dance and let's go Pels. Thank you for listening to The Bird Calls on the Armchair All-American Network. If you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes, retweet, share with your friends, and most importantly, subscribe today.